Good morning again, and blessings to each one. Let's just begin our daily inspiration with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your word and share it. I pray you would guide my thought, guide my tongue. I don't feel very prepared. I just pray that you would help me to share something that would be a blessing to each listener. Bless the listeners today and guide them in the way of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I've been reading through the Sermon on the Mount. I just started reading through the Gospels again. I'm going to try to read through fairly quickly to get a broad overview of everything and then maybe follow up with a more thorough reading of it. But this morning, I was in Matthew 6 and 7, and I guess I'd just like to share little bits of it and hope that you will be inspired to go there yourself, go to the Sermon on the Mount, read it, and soak it in. There's so much very good, very deep teaching there, and it's just so revolutionary. So I hope you're familiar with Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And if you're not, I would encourage you to study it. The whole Bible is for us. I'm not trying to say that these three chapters are set higher than the rest of the Bible, but certainly they're very central and very fundamental. Matthew 6, talks about reality of religion that needs to be in our hearts, needs to be in secret. It's about almsgiving. When we do some good, that we would do it in secret as much as possible, that we would not in any way try to get attention to ourselves and to what we're doing. And then the praying, how we should be doing that in secret. Go into our closet, shut the door, and pray to our Father, which is in secret. And it says our Father will reward us openly. I've thought already, maybe this is why some people seem to just always breeze through life and seem to always have grace and strength to meet every new day, and they're just so blessed. And then there's others that just seem like they're always down and always struggling. And maybe this is the difference. Maybe the one group, the Father is rewarding openly for their secret prayer life. And it goes on to fasting, how we are to fast in secret, not openly, not make it known to everybody. And then it talks about laying up treasure in heaven, not on earth, where it corrupts. So we should be busy. We should be laying up treasure, not on earth. Make sure it's in heaven. Are we willing to wait to eternity for our goods rather than enjoy them now in this temporary life? It's a matter of faith. How much faith do we have? In Matthew 7, let me read to you 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Several things I want you to notice here. The broad way is also a very religious way. There are religions on the Broadway. It says, many there be which go in thereat. What are they going into? Where are they going in? Why are they going in? It's not just the world out there that's in the Broadway. The world that's unbelieving, unprofessing, just completely not God acknowledging. That's not what it's talking about. There are people that go in somewhere. They go into a religion. They go into trying to
be saved, and they're doing
and being special things, hoping to be rewarded with
eternal life. And I think that it's even talking about Christianity here. When we look around
and see the vast number that is willing to confess Christ with their mouth, but their hearts are far from him, and their lives do not show
any fruit. That's on the broad way. The narrow way is very tight to get into.
Very narrow.
Not much things that fit on there. But it leads to life. And there are few that find this way. How few, we don't know. But Jesus said there are few. So in the professing Christian world, very few have truly found eternal life. That should sober us. That should get us to tighten our seatbelt and buckle up and make sure that we are in the right place. Make sure that we're not being deceived. Make sure that we're in the Word and in obedience to the Word. That's just some of my thoughts this morning. I think I'll stop there. I should have been
a little more prepared. I hope you excuse me, and may the Lord bless you. May you, for yourself, be in the Word, be in prayer, be in fasting, but do it in secret. I don't need to know about it. Nobody needs to know about it. It's between you and God, and between me and God. So may our religion be real, and may we walk the Lord Jesus. God bless you.